This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
You can always catch us at 6 p.m. on Saturday nights on Joy 94.9.
And catch us online at joy.org.au/The Affair.
The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Brady.
Good evening, Brady.
What another marvellous...
This is two Saturdays in a row.
Oh my goodness, is this a taste of summer that we are experiencing?
I hope so. Hopefully tomorrow will be better than last Sunday.
We can only hope. My God, I have done my good thing. I've done my fitness. Then I did the house. Then I sat on my backside for a little bit. And then I've come leisurely into Joy.
Nice, slow way to have your weekend.
Beautiful Saturday. I'm so glad I had a beautiful Saturday today. Brady, what are we talking about tonight?
Remember a few weeks ago when we got really excited about talking about Cher? Tonight, listeners, it's Madonna. It could be as good.
Look, it's one of those things, which diva to choose. And obviously, clearly Cher, for both of us, was the first choice, but second choice, Madonna.
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, it's important to bring something to gay radio that no other program does. And, you know, the gays don't hear enough about people like Cher and Madonna. Luckily, we are rising to the challenge.
Absolutely. And obviously, we're going to ask everyone tonight the question, what's your favourite thing about Madonna?
It could be anything.
Do you know, I can't quite put my finger on it. But I think probably with the selection of music that I've chosen about Madonna, possibly could highlight that I really like 80s and 90s Madonna, potentially.
Mm.
But the look, the constant change of the look per album has always impressed me with Madonna.
It has. She was the original chameleon.
Yes.
The other thing with her is she started out older, so she didn't start as like an 18-year-old. You know, she was like 28 or something when she had her first hit. So it never seemed quite as try hard, like, you know, every 2 years, the 18-year-old and then the 20-year-old suddenly going, oh, look, I'm sexy and adult now, you know.
That's true. This is true. Now, Madonna Louise Ciccone.
We'll go with that.
Now, do you know she was born in Bay City, Michigan?
There you go. I did know she was from Michigan, yes.
Well, I knew she was
Michigan.
From Michigan.
Michigan.
Yes, we are. We are. The correct pronunciation is always on The Affair at Joy 94.9. But I never knew she was from Bay City because Bay City was the fictional name of Starsky and Hutch. That's where they were located. But there is an actual Bay City in Michigan.
There you go.
Now, something that I love about Madonna. So in 1977, she moved to New York City. She left Bay City behind, right? And she dropped out of college. She decided to go to New York. She had very little money. And one of her first jobs was a waitress in Dunkin' Donuts.
Ah, nice. I didn't know they had waitresses in Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, someone who serves the coffee and makes the donuts. Yep. Now, she said, and I love this quote about Madonna, about her move to New York. It was the first time I'd ever taken a plane, the first time I'd ever got a taxi cab, and I came here with $35 in my pocket. It was the bravest thing I ever did. And it's funny, when I moved to Melbourne in the 90s...
You had $35 in your wallet?
I had $100 in my wallet, a suitcase and somewhere to stay. And I have to say, it was the bravest thing that I ever did, starting fresh. Now, I think...
You're just like Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna and I are exactly the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except I don't change my looks that often.
No.
I generally have the
or
one
Or your religion.
Look. No, but I totally relate to that comment. I would never say I would think myself as Madonna, but I totally relate to that comment that when you're young, you do just go out there
yeah.
and just go, you know what? I'm just going to pack up my bags and move. It's quite bizarre.
Yeah, but look, you know, for every Madonna, there's 5,000 people who went with their tails between their legs back home to mum and dad, back to Bay City. So,
oh,
yes.
I know. But we're not talking about that story tonight. No, we're talking about the story of Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in 82, she found success with Sire Records and she released her self-titled album, Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these hits included Lucky Star,
mm-hmm.
Burning Up, Holiday, Everybody, and Borderline. Now, Borderline I was going to play tonight.
Yeah, that is a good song.
And I want to come back to Borderline because it was... they actually have said that this was her first taboo because she was seen in the film clip. Because, you know, Madonna film clips were huge.
Yes.
She was seen in the film clip with a Latin American man. So it was that whole interracial relationship.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the scandal that she'd graffitied a car.
Oh, yeah, she did graffiti as well. Oh, gosh, shocking.
She's
Madonna.
Cutting edge.
She is so cutting edge.
She had a spray can.
Instead, it's from, and we're going to talk a little bit about it after the song. It's got to be my favourite Madonna film, well, probably the only Madonna film that I like. It's got to be Desperately Seeking Susan with, oh, Brady. You can dance.
I had the 12-inch vinyl of this.
For inspiration.
It's Into the Groove with Madonna. You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett on The Affair.
Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9 tonight. It's Brett and Brett on The Very Madonna Affair. We are talking and playing all things Madonna.
Yes, we are also asking our listeners to let us know what their favourite thing about Madonna is.
Now, I just played...
Into the Groove.
No,
it was a good 3 minutes ago. Yes.
I know, it was a few minutes ago. And obviously that was from Desperately Seeking Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Desperately Seeking Susan was a 1985 comedy drama starring Madonna and Rosanna Arquette. And basically, Rosanna Arquette is a housewife who is quite bored and she checks the singles column every day and she finds this column that reads Desperately Seeking Susan. So she goes out and she actually hunts down. So it's sort of early days of stalking, isn't it, Brett?
It is. And it's pre-mobile phone because just Madonna and her friend communicate through the ads, whereas if they had a mobile, they'd just send each other a text message. But yes.
I know. And the housewife would have stayed in New Jersey.
Yes.
Goodness. But what happens is in the process through a series of events, she has amnesia.
Yes.
And she thinks she's Susan.
Yes.
But then there's a little bit of an Alice in Wonderland plot, and then it's sort of a little bit convoluted with the missing Egyptian earrings. Do you remember that?
I do, yes.
And can I say, when I actually saw, because I watched the film clip today, because I remember with 80s film clips, if it was the part of the soundtrack to a big 80s film, it was really a preview of the film.
Yeah.
At the same time,
yes.
The earrings don't really look Egyptian. They just look Hollywood Egyptian.
They're not good. Look, the whole thing's very 80s. The outfits are very 80s. But, yeah, it's a good film. I watched it, I don't know, 6 months ago, a year ago. It's
Yeah. How is it aged? Or is it just so
80s? It's not too bad. It's very 80s.
Yeah,
it's very 80s. But, yeah, no, it's all right.
Now, something else in from... So that was from her second album, Like a Virgin. And obviously, Like a Virgin...
No, it wasn't.
Really?
The Madonna fans will be angry with you.
It wasn't on an album.
It was only on the You Can Dance compilation.
And it came after that. I do apologise to the Madonna fans.
I just
don't
had to correct
me.
That. Sorry.
This is why you're in the studio,
yes.
Betty, because I knew I would have got something wrong. Because of what I did actually want to talk about was another song I'm not playing tonight, which was Dress You Up, which was from the Like a Virgin album. And the reason why I wanted to talk about it was because, firstly, it just made the cut of the album. But secondly, what happened was, in 1985, the song was a subject to much media attention when it included on the Parents Music Resource Centre's, or PMRC, Filthy 15 list.
Really?
Yeah. And this was from the centre's founder, Tipper Gore. Al Gore's...
Sorry, I'm just running through the lyrics in my head trying to think what about it could possibly be obscene.
Gonna dress you up in my love. It shows it is vulgar music. And the reason why is because it was basically said because it was about fashion. The lyrics were an extended metaphor for fashion and sex, comparing dressing up with passion.
Right.
Yeah. Now, this eventually, this is what Tipper Gore commented on the song. Popular culture is morally bankrupt, fragrantly litigious, and utterly materialistic. And Madonna is the worst of all.
But I hate to think what they thought a couple of years later when she really started to go to town.
Well, this is the thing.
And that is probably, of all the Madonna songs, that's one of the most innocent ones. Well, innocent in inverted commas.
Well, I it still amazes me when you actually listen to it. And the film clip of that, I actually love it. It's actually from Madonna's concert.
It's a live thing.
And when you think about how controversial that song is, well, I don't think it was. Look, this is a song that was very controversial, and this was from the next album. This is from True Blue.
Correct.
I love this film clip. It's brilliant. I think she looks beautiful. This is one look that I absolutely love about Madonna. It's Papa Don't Preach, Brett.
She's having his baby.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Brett on The Very Madonna Affair. Don't Preach by the beautiful Madonna. You're on The Madonna Affair tonight with Brett and Brett on Joy 94.9. Brettie, how controversial was that track?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Teenage pregnancy.
And pro-life as well. No abortion.
And she was booby in the video clip as well.
Yes.
When she was dancing around in that bustier.
But you know what? I loved her look, that 1950s, like, because she had the capri pants. As well as my favourite, Italians Do It Better.
Yeah, t-shirt. when she was in the skanky, when she had her hair brushed skanky, and then she was glamorous, changed her look, blew her hair back. Oh, she's a chameleon.
And that was obviously from True Blue, which I mentioned before. Now, did you know some of the artwork was actually Warhol inspired?
There you go.
He actually had his hand in doing the artwork for the album. And obviously, we're asking tonight, what is your favourite Madonna moment? So that was one of my little fave bits. And I remember my mum having quite a strong opinion around Papa Don't Preach.
Mm.
Did your parents ever discuss Madonna at home?
No. No.
Really?
No.
Just not?
Just no.
No?
No.
Okay. No, my mother always had an opinion, but my mother still does have an opinion on virtually everything as well. So, obviously, my final track that I'm choosing before we're going to the second half of the show, which is post-80s. Brettie, this song is really dear to me because this is probably the song that when I still hear in a club or on the radio, I still love. I love the sophistication of this sound.
It has aged extremely well.
I believe it was really ahead of its time. And it shows a real good progression of Madonna music. It has to be Vogue. We're going to talk a little bit about it after the song as well. What are you looking at, Brettie?
I'm looking at you, Brettie. You're on Joy 94.9.
SMS 0427 Joy 949.
You are on Joy 94.9. Tonight it's Brett and Brett with the very Madonna Affair.
Now, we've just heard the fabulous Vogue.
Vogue.
Which I have to say is probably my all-time favourite Madonna track.
Yeah, it is pretty good.
Now, the reason why I love it so much is because Vogue, or voguing, was started by houseball communities of New York City in the late 80s by, I love the names, Jose and Louis Extravaganza.
Of course.
And it was obviously the origins is about gay, it was gay Latinos and gay blacks in New York.
And they would vogue off.
And they would do vogue off. And it actually comes from a fabulous doco called Paris is Burning.
Well, the doco may be fabulous, but everyone in it I just wanted to slap.
There were some wonderful references around like realness when they when they talk about like...
You're bringing it.
You're bringing realness and I own everything.
Yeah.
It's quite fabulous. And obviously the music video for Vogue, and this is what I think it's so classic and one of my wonders, it refers to the golden age of Hollywood, the beautiful 30s and the 40s. It's in black and white. Everyone looks amazing. And it was, I think, the 1990 MTV Video of the Year.
Oh, as it should have been too.
Oh, my God. So that was Vogue for me, Brady.
Vogue.
And I reckon Vogue, when you actually put that beautiful song to context, it sort of started like 90s music for me. Like, it was that beautiful... How 90s dance music does sound very different to 80s dance. It started getting more sophisticated.
Yeah, I think that was where Tony Perrin got her inspiration from.
Oh, my God.
Dear.
But you've got a fabulous track that you've chosen from her next album, which was Erotica.
Yeah, and look, the Erotica album is a little bit hit and miss. You know, that was kind of at the time of the Sex book, and she was going a little bit crazy sex-wise. And there's a lot of really rubbish songs on that album. But
Queen of Hearts? What do you mean?
But look, there are some absolutely fabulous songs on it. And now that I think about it, this song Rain sounds a little bit like Vogue. It's got a similar kind of smooth stylings way to it. But I picked this because it was a song that I always loved, but I never had the original Erotica album until a few years ago. I never went back and got it. But it's such a good song, and the video clip is fantastic.
Now, you know the chaise lounge that she lies upon?
The Mark Newsom metal one, yes.
Is the Australian designer Mark Newsom. But I love the fact that when you think about Erotica, which is chiefly about sex, right? So you had the... And I wasn't a big fan on the song Erotica. I love Deeper and Deeper, but Deeper and Deeper had that 70s throwback. It was sort of like almost like a porn film, moments of a 70s porn film. And even references to Studio 54 before Studio 54 references became cool. But Rain is... It's not about sex. It's a really beautiful song.
Well, that depends.
Why?
Because you were talking about the conservatives complaining before.
Yes.
And there was some suggestion that the rain being talked about was not coming from the sky.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Conservatives will just pick holes in anyone's story.
Pretty much.
Well, that sort of ruins it. I think it's the whole body cleansing. Don't you think? It's a very spiritual song.
It is, yes. We'll go with the nice version. So.
We are going to go with the nice version. My goodness. I was a little bit... I was a little bit taken back.
Yeah. Look, the only bad thing about this video is it was during Madonna's phase where she had no eyebrows, which was very unfortunate. Remember, even in the Deeper and Deeper clip,
Oh my God,
they're
she did
awful.
Too.
And she looked like Heidi gone wrong. Heidi from the Hills was not good. But no, look, this video clip was actually filmed in black and white, and then the blue was painted in later. It looks gorgeous.
It is a
anyway. It's not a visual medium. It's all
no,
about the song.
No, it's not. It is about the song, and it is, and the start is so beautiful. You're on the Madonna Fair tonight with Brett Squared on Joy 94.9.
Australia. Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You are on Joy 94.9. It's a very Madonna affair tonight with Brett and Brett.
And yes, now I'd like to say, Ben, thank you so much for sending us through an SMS, darling. We've had a few problems with the email tonight.
Yeah, we've been jabbing the send and receive button desperately.
My goodness.
So yes, if you've sent a message and we haven't read it out, we apologise.
We apologise. But look, Ben, thank you so much. Hi, I love seeing the footage of Madonna on New Faces type show pre-stardom saying she wanted to take over the world. Where do you get confidence like that?
Do you know what? She did.
She did, Ben. When it comes to, she is the queen of pop, ready?
Yep. Yep. She was apparently second only to Princess Diana as the most famous woman in the world.
Really?
Apparently.
My goodness. Now, I know she was crowned in 2012 the greatest woman in music. Yes.
Why not?
And they said that her net worth has crossed over $1 billion.
Yeah. She's rich.
And she said that in 2008, Billboard ranked her number two only behind the Beatles. I mean, the Beatles were huge. I'm not a fan.
No.
I'm more of a fan of Madonna. I love, can I talk about, now, we've been very kind in regards to movies.
Well, we've done the old, as my mother always said, if you haven't got anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I have been silent about everything other than Desperately Seeking Susan.
And obviously we both sort of said that was our favourite thing about Madonna. And we are asking the question, what is your favourite thing? Ben sent us through a lovely message. Thank you so much. And our email is working. Brady, now, lots of parodies of Madonna, hasn't there been?
Yes.
My favourite now... last year, I got invited to a 40th birthday, and it was a Madonna theme.
Right.
So you had to come as your favourite Madonna.
Even the boys?
Even the boys. Now, some of the boys were quite clever. They came as some of the dancers, or someone came as Sean Penn. Like, I thought it was quite clever. So Andy and I didn't know what to do, and then we watched when French and Saunders took off In Bed with Madonna.
Right.
And there was Madonna Dawn and Madonna Jennifer, and they were in bathrobes with sunglasses on with towels on their heads, and we thought, that's it, that's what we'll go as. And can I say, it is the best costume going somewhere in a Terry Talling robe.
Do you know, it takes all the preparation time out of it, because it kind of, you get out of the shower, you put on your robe, I'm done,
I'll just put, and the great thing is, because of the towels on our heads, Andrew made up these little golden blonde curls, so we just put one up. Mine was standing on the side, but he did a full face of makeup. I just said, no, just give me a beauty spot and some lips, and I'm keeping my beard because I love drag beard because it's hilarious.
Oh, yeah, my sides are splitting. Sorry.
You're just not a fan of drag, Brady.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Anyway.
But look, some of the parodies that have taken off over the years, hilarious. And I love French and Saunders. And they continue to do the different parodies relating to the different decades and looks of Madonna.
Well, there you go.
And I mean, you could just do a whole season, couldn't you?
Well, there's many looks to choose from, as we've mentioned. So.
What's one of your favourite looks?
My favourite? I prefer the more natural stylings. On that note, I think she looks really good with dark hair. When she's in her
table for two.
When she's in her dark hair phase, she looks fantastic.
Yep, I totally agree. That's why I loved her in Like a Prayer when she came out dark.
Yep.
She looked fabulous.
Yep. That is fantastic. Although the other thing I have always wondered is, she's got so much money. You would have thought she'd have got those teeth fixed, wouldn't
What's
you?
Wrong with a gap between your teeth,
Nothing
Brett?
Nothing at all.
Are you sure?
All. Nothing at all. But I'm just saying, you know, she spends all that money on everything else, but maybe it's her thing.
Do you know what? I admire that about Madonna, and she didn't have to change the gap in her
there
teeth.
You
and
her,
I won't either.
You and her are like peas in a pod.
We're like missing sisters.
You are.
I was just born many, many years later.
Oh, dear.
But I do like the fact she does reinvent herself, and she still does now. Do you think she's reinvented herself too much?
No. But I do think she's... I don't know. I don't think she's really reinventing anymore.
Yeah.
She's just kind of progressing. Like, it used to be a complete new look all the time, whereas now it's... It's more a progression thing. And I think she's kind of running out of things to do.
Well, I mean,
look-wise,
Well, when you think about someone like Cher, and Cher has been around since the 60s, but her look has... Cher has maintained a similar look. She hasn't completely gone... She's been tall, she's been gorgeous,
yeah,
and she always wears quite outrageous clothes. But it hasn't been like the... Yeah, I know in the film clips and she goes crazy with different hair and makeup, but it's still Cher... And look at Celine Dion, for example, who's another big diva. It's still Celine Dion. She might have cut her hair, but Madonna changes her absolute look, what she wears, the songs that she's singing about. I hope it's not just about commercial success of an album.
Surely not. Surely not.
But, you know, the cynic in me does question that.
Yes.
A little bit. Brettie, now, we've obviously gone through the 80s, we've gone through the 90s,
mm-hmm.
and obviously we've talked about how Madonna's and that beautiful track Rain,
mm-hmm.
but Madonna had some fabulous tracks, and one of the tracks that she, one of the albums, I should say, that came out a few years ago, Confessions on the Dance Floor.
Yeah, so look, between Erotica and Confessions, there was a couple of dodgy American Life. And even I'm not even a really big fan of the music, I've got to say.
Same.
Anyway, but then she came back with a vengeance in 2005 with Confessions, which is such a great album.
Yeah.
Again, went back to her disco roots. And as much as Madonna likes to think she's changing the world by preaching Kabbalah or adopting children or whatever, I read somewhere the other day she needs to just accept that she has brought the world together through music. She is famous around the world for her music. So look, when she goes back and just does what she does best, yeah, which is recording good dance songs, and she shuts up and stops... you know, spouting off in whatever accent she's got that week.
Yeah, the English accent did piss me off a bit.
So look, this is from Confessions. It wasn't a single, but it's brilliant. She did a fantastic version of this in concert. It's Forbidden Love, my favourite song on the album.
Again, another great start. You're listening to The Madonna Affair tonight with Brett Squared on Joy 94.9.
Just one kiss on my lips was all it to seal the future. Just one look from your eyes was like a certain kind of torture.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
We have come to the end of another episode of The Affair. It's been a very Madonna affair this evening.
Oh, we have travelled through from the 80s till now.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... She's reinventing herself yet again, I'm sure, somewhere
she
in
has
the world. Now, Brettie.
Mm-hmm.
We've done Madonna. What are we doing next week?
Well, you know, we're coming up to the end of October, so let's go spooky. Oh. Halloween.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. Now, let's not, you know, go the whole, it's an American holiday, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we'll go with it. So
we're
it's Halloween.
We're just going to go with it, yeah.
Halloween is the theme. It will be a Halloween affair.
Fabulous. And if you've enjoyed this show, we've obviously got all our wonderful podcasts at joy.org.au/The Affair. Or if you just go to the Joy homepage, click on the program grid.
Grid?
I was going to say glid.
You can click on the glid.
Oh, a little bit of inappropriate humour at the end of the show. And you can actually download not just our podcast, but any great Joy podcast, because our podcast team works overtime at Joy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
For sure. Anyway, look, we've come to the end of the Madonna Affair. Time for the last Madonna song of the evening.
Yes.
Which I've picked a song from the Hard Candy album, which when I bought like a good little gay, I ran out and bought it as soon as it came out. And I went, oh, this is crap, and filed it away in the CD cabinet. And then about a year later, I pulled it out and went, actually, there's some quite good songs on this. There's some rubbish ones. Yeah. Anyway, so this is Miles Away. Justin Timberlake wrote this.
Oh, awesome.
Co-wrote.
Brettie, final words?
You can dance.
You've been listening to Brett and Brettie on The Affair. Good night, Australia.
Joy 94.9.
This has been another podcast of The Affair on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.